When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Forever Dog.
Ooh-wee. Hi, guys. Second week of the new year. Sydney gets on the podcast. Cooch all out on the Zoom. It is wild.
Oh, you just couldn't wait to throw a bitch underneath the bus.
The pantsless bus.
You, oh my God. Like, we just started, bitch.
Good morning, Sydney. I'm so glad that you could join us this morning.
It's also not morning. Just for the record, it is officially afternoon. We do this every week at afternoon. You act like it's the earliest thing in the world.
Let me tell you, hold on. Okay, let's chat. So I woke up at 9:30 in the morning, just like everybody else, right? But unfortunately, after like scrolling for 20 minutes, I was exhausted. I was like, I just need 30 more men's. That leads me to where we are now.
Which is?
It's 12:15. Good God, what is wrong with me? I'm sick. I need help. I'm hurting. I'm hurting.
Sydney, when you logged on to this here podcast, she was like, so sorry, my laptop crashed. I downloaded a virus. I was watching porn, whatever she said. And I said, well, you sound like you just woke up. And she was like, I've been up. And now here comes the truth. Cindy, you think that we don't know what morning voice sounds like?
Well, what's your voice, bitch? Because I'm still Lou Rawls. Like, what's going on with you over there?
Thank you for doing jokes that I used to do back when I was a comedian.
Oh, wow. Okay. Goodness gracious.
But also, this is what my voice sounds like. But I've been up since, actually, it doesn't matter what time I got up. How are you doing, friend?
I went to bed last night.
Did you? Because people are saying you was up at 3 a.m. posting stories.
Yeah, you were fully logged in. We have the receipts. Everyone has the receipts.
Fully logged in. That's merch. Fully logged in. New merch for 2021, bitch. Yo, Andrew, text me. Hey, Sydney, we're in the Zoom, and the emoji is the face of like, where are you?
The pleading. Yeah.
Wait, which emoji is the pleading face?
With the big eyes, like the puppy dog eyes.
Oh, okay. The ones that look up. Okay, got it. Andrew, how are you doing? 13 days or 15 days into the new year?
I'm doing well. Also unsurprised with Sydney's antics. It's also worth noting that we hear phone calls every once in a while, and I don't ever look at Marie as if they're, you know, because Marie's always on Do Not Disturb. It's always from Sydney. And so I'm just,
I bet the phone is still not on Do Not Disturb. She's looking at a text.
It's on airplane mode, actually.
Okay. Well, we'll see what happens.
Well, fucking good day to both of you, okay?
I will say, however, you were posting really, really great content early this morning, late last night.
She was sleepwalking. That's what she was doing.
I'm not even going to say. Never mind.
Oh, no, sis. This is a safe space. You got what?
My period is bothering me. So, like, that's why I'm so, like, drained. And
Sydney, you're not allowed to say that. I'm also on my period, and look who was here not doing what you're doing right now.
Well, we're just two different women.
Girl.
We're just two different ladies in this time right now.
Sydney, you've been getting your period at least 10 years longer than I've been getting mine. And I feel like...
Oh, don't you do that, Marie. You're not going to do that to me.
You should be an expert. You should be the unofficial expert of having your period.
I'm going to let you slide on
menstruation.
But, honey...
menstruation expert.
Honey, we can all pretend that you're 27 for the seventh time again. But no, everybody didn't have their period on here long enough to have their period.
When did you get your period? Your first period, Sydney? How old were you?
I think I was 14.
I want to say I got my period for the first time when, like, late, which is what I'm saying. Plus, you're older than me. So the math checks out. I feel like it's at least 10 years longer. And you said 14? That's what you said?
Girl, whatevs. Okay, so let's get into it. Are you even an expert this week of anything, or just asking?
Wow, drag me. I think I was just an expert at being sad this week. That's where I am. I'm at the point of the pandemic where I think some people have. They've been here for months, years even, but I'm here now and I'm devastated. This is what? It's too many feelings. It's too much. This is hard. So I was an expert at just feeling bad. And every day I wake up and I'm like, I think I'm dying, and I'm not, I'm still here. So, Sydney, are you texting right now? I'm talking about my...
Yeah.
You were talking about your feelings, I was like, I need to take my meds. I was like, thank you for mentioning, because I was like, ooh, forgot. I missed a day this week, so.
We gonna blame that on your period?
I don't know, honestly.
I'm like, matter of fact, let me go get my vitamin D, because I need to take my medicine too. Hold
yeah. Marie, it's okay. It's like, it's been years of us doing the podcast and saying that, you know, you have a black heart, you show no emotion, and, you know, we're seeing it now. And I'm blown away by it. I am.
Thank you, Sydney. I thank for being blown away by the fact that I have feelings and I don't feel good. Appreciate you for relishing in my sadness.
No, I'm not.
Sydney said, oh, okay, she's sad. All right, well, you know, this is nice because we all feel it. So now you're welcome to the club. And it's like, okay, cool.
I didn't say that, but okay.
Yeah, well, I mean, you've been very helpful in my sad court times. So, you know, I appreciate you, friend. I really do.
Thank you.
Do you have any advice for the sad community that you can share?
I emailed my psychiatrist. I said, I think I need to up my meds and he was like, this is the third time you've asked, and I'm still going to keep telling you the same thing that I think, that you should not be trying to suppress or feel nothing. It's about managing your feelings. And I said, oh, you still doing your job over there. Okay, thank you. I'll be looking for someone else. Thanks. All right, let me just do mine's real quick. I was an expert and I thought I had COVID, and just keeping it 1,000. Mm-hmm. And at first I was like, I don't need to share this, but I said, let me share because maybe it'll have everyone sit down a little bit.
Scootney is fully standing up listening to this right now.
Scootney has not came in our DMs. He wrote that shit on iTunes.
And then he unsubscribed. He was so upset.
Wait,
we're assuming Scootney's a man, but Scootney could be a woman as well. Wait, Scootney could be a they.
I don't have access to that information. I don't know.
How do you know they unsubscribed?
I was just saying. Oh, because
we haven't heard from Scootney.
Yeah, exactly. I think Scootney left the review and then bounced. Yeah.
Yeah, I thought I had COVID. I had a migraine, which I normally have. I was like extra sleepy. I was sweating, I was hot, but also I have project heat. There's no real ventilation in my apartment. I also have a, you know, one of those portable heaters, so I have that on. I'm tired, my body was aching, but also, you know, I'm about to be 36. So these things, it could be either or. It could be like you have COVID or you just old, bitch. Like it's either one of those. Mm-hmm. The lie detector test, I don't have COVID. I got a rapid test and I'm negative. But if you just stay in the house, you wouldn't have to worry if you have COVID or not. I'm just putting that out there.
Yes. Yeah. Well, I'm glad you're okay, friend. But you being hot in the apartment explains why you ain't got no pants on right now. Yeah. I understand, like, all the pieces, I'm like, it's...
We still on that, Marie? We still on me with all of that that just went transpired? You still worried about me?
You see that? Do you hear that? Are y'all hearing that right now? This is every freaking week. Oh, no, it's on airplane mode.
And you know what?
You gotta start sending the team your avail, sis. You gotta tell them not to FaceTime you at noon.
Speaking of every single week, we sometimes have a guest, sometimes we don't. This week we do. Look at that. Look at God.
Shut up.
Look at God. We have a guest this week. And it's I'm so excited because, again, one of my favorite people, comedian, writer, all things of amazingness. She will be here talking about cleanliness, cleaning, all things not nasty. Alabaster people, please listen and take notes. Give it up for Shalewa Sharp.
Hello, everyone. We have a lot to cover.
Yes.
But first, let's talk about where we've been.
Yes, thank you, Shalewa.
What,
Ms. Sharp? Please take us through the first 26 minutes.
There's so much that has transpired that I've been watching via Zoom, and I'm sad that your unofficial experts are unable to also enjoy the show that I have witness. it is something.
Shalewa's been here for a cool half hour because she was on time to the Zoom.
You know, because I'm in day job work mode. So
you pulled up, you got the backdrop, she got a dark lip on.
That's only because I thought you guys would come and be radiant. And you are, and it's nice to see that you're here radiant after just waking up within the past 2 hours to 20 minutes or whatever. And I literally have been up since 8, and all I could do was a bold lip. I mean,
drag us, Shalewa, clean.
You know, and my clothes are clean.
Drag us, bitch!
But, you know, some of us have stuff going on that we gotta cover up with asymmetrical haircuts and a bold lip and hope no one is looking too closely. I have literally smeared Vaseline on my camera lens. Like, that's where we are right now.
Is that a tip? Is that a tip? How do we
They used to do in old school Hollywood in order to get like that kind of very soft glow around the actresses, is they used to put Vaseline on the camera lenses. That it's not a filter is a shame. but they definitely did that for sure. Anywho, how are you guys doing together? Ultimately, you guys are okay as a unit. Like, you're fine.
Are we okay as a unit, Shalewa? I mean, give us your notes, babe.
Well, I am sadly, Marie, I am happy to hear that you are feeling feelings. even if they are sad ones, I am someone who has lived in fear most of my life. So I'm really kind of thriving right now. Do you know what I mean? Like, I have
you in your bag right now.
Yeah, man. I'm really just
this,
like,
this is your pocket.
I'm absolutely in the pocket. I mean, my roommate wants for nothing when it comes to paper goods. Like, I'm so on top of all of that stuff. I'm keeping us both in toilet paper and snacks. Like, it's I'm really on top of things like that.
Toilet paper and snacks. Okay, Shalewa, what are your go-to quarantine snacks? What are we talking about?
Well, I had the roughest thing that I've had about this quarantine is that it turns out stress really exacerbates my acid reflux. So I wasn't
ready for that.
Yeah, I was already trying to just kind of deal with, like, okay, you can only have something with a tomato in it once a month. And that switched to, oh, bitch, don't even look at a tomato or else you're going to have heartburn, like, for the rest of the week. So that's where I am now. And that's a horrible place to be because I was really looking forward to having what my favorite snack is, which is tortilla chips dipped in spaghetti sauce. And I call that Italian nachos.
Sis, what in the 8 Mile hell?
Yeah, exactly. No, they're not good snacks. If you want it healthy, add spinach to it. Otherwise,
wellness check. Are you using spaghetti sauce as dip?
Yes, absolutely.
Wow. Okay.
Shalewa, right. I see you in a different light now.
Yeah. Why would I?
I didn't see that coming at all.
Yeah. No, I absolutely am. So that's how that's gonna go. I mean, why wouldn't I? They keep making it thicker. Adding vegetables and shit.
The sauce.
Yeah, so.
Do you heat the spaghetti sauce up?
Yes, yes. You do. I'm not a heathen. Come on.
Rolling my eyes.
Yeah, so that's what you do. And then you scoop it out with tortilla chips. And maybe if you want to sprinkle cheese on it. I don't know. That's between you and your dairy god. I can't do it. I'm not built that way. But I was unable to do that. Okay, someone is knocking at my door, and I have no idea.
Okay,
why.
Oh, okay. Finally.
Maybe it's the FedEx man. You expecting a package?
No, I don't think so. Anywho, I'm unable to eat what I want to eat. So now my snacks have been like cookies, and that I kind of didn't want to eat because I'm trying to maintain a weight loss that I had just before this happened. Mm-hmm. And okay, we're gonna have to hold for a second because this person is extremely irritating. Okay. Hold just one second.
Oh, okay, cool. Mm-hmm. We'll talk about snacks. You know what I'm in the mood for right now is some fruit snacks, some like gummy Welch's, maybe some Gushers.
Yeah, I don't have any of that right now. I just have Tostitos, hint of lime, my fave, and I have salsa. Mm-hmm. So. I do have that, just in case I have imaginary guests come over and hang with me. Mm-hmm. I don't have any more candy in the house. Remember when I had all those Airheads and sour straws and stuff? I haven't been doing that. I'm trying to cut down on my sweets.
Okay. Now, what's going on with the Red Bull intake? Are we still?
I just have to pretend to understand what my landlord's wife is saying. Okay, we're good.
we were continuing with
about cookies that I don't want to eat, but I have to eat because it makes me happy, even though I lost weight just before all of this happened. So that means like only eating 3 or 4 cookies a day. I'm having a rough time, sure.
Three or four cookies a day?
Yeah, I have to ration them out because I will eat a whole box. Which is how I got into trouble beforehand. So snacks are a couple of cookies a day. Just plain tortilla chips, no salsa or anything like that. Mm-hmm. I've gotten into jelly sandwiches. I'm really reverting back. Like, yeah, I'm going back into like, Oh, I liked, when I was a kid, I liked putting jelly on one piece of bread and folding it in half. But I'm an adult now.
Oh, the folding in half sandwich is key.
Okay, wait. Do you do that in front of the refrigerator with the door open?
No,
or over the sink.
I'll make it on a counter, but I will eat it over the sink. I do enjoy eating over the sink.
with the hand, just.
It's just. Yeah.
Yeah.
It almost feels like it doesn't count.
You could wash your hands after, and yeah. There's no crumbs.
Absolutely. Rinse it all down the drain. I'm all about rinsing everything down the drain and wiping everything down. So, yeah.
But now you wanted to talk to us about, because you said that you are the dishwashing expert.
Yeah.
But are you, are you the dishwashing expert because you're not using dishes? Because
that is where we.
That's smart, but that is not ultimately why. because I'm eating a lot of eggs as well. So got to wash those dishes. Mm-hmm. And I just am doing it a lot and not having a hard time. You got to wash the egg dishes. What are you talking about? Why are you laughing? Can't just let them pile up. Egg is adhesive.
Yes.
Are you boiling the eggs or a scrambled?
It's usually a scrambled, occasionally a fried. Boil if I'm throwing it in with like tuna or something like that.
Ooh. Yeah, bring tuna back.
Yeah, bring tuna back. I mean, you know.
Bring tuna back.
Whatever the bring struggle meal is while. Back.
Wait, what's the tuna egg recipe? Because
you just boil an egg and then you just, you know, slice boiled egg into tuna and you mix in with whatever.
Relish?
Yeah, relish if you have it.
Relish.
Whatever kind of salad dressing that you have around. Because, I mean, traditionally
mayo.
It's mayo.
Mayo.
But I haven't been eating mayo for a while. So
damn,
I've been
eating
mayo.
You cut back on mayo?
I don't.
Mayonnaise is just eggs.
I know, but it upsets my stomach. It's whatever they do to those eggs. Mm. It got to a point where it was kind of, which is understandable because as a kid, I loved mayo. In any way you want to take that. I loved mayo. I loved Duran Duran. However you want to look at that, that's how it was. I loved Rick Springfield. I liked white dudes. I liked mayo. People. Yeah. So there you go.
Favorite mayo brand.
Oh no, you're going to get an avalanche of disagreements, but I like Miracle Whip.
I was going to say Miracle Whip.
I like Miracle Whip.
It's tangy.
It's got a little kick to it.
Look at me. Yeah, Andrew.
Y'all are very confused.
I don't know the difference.
Honestly, I think I buy
the one that's on sale.
Honestly, I think I think it's just mayo with a little bit of paprika in it, honestly, is what I think it is. I don't know what the difference is, but there's a different little tang to it. And I mean, the mayos do taste differently. There's the
Hellman's.
There's Hellman's, which I think, you know, everyone knows. There's the quintessential Southern one, which is Duke's.
Yeah.
Duke's.
Yeah. It's with a yellow label. People fucking swear by Duke's, though. You laugh, but if you make something without Duke's and a Southern person eats it, they're like, nah.
Yeah, mayo heads.
Not even mayo heads. I think like hardcore Southerners in a way.
Where are mayo hive at? Do we have a mayo hive listening?
I mean, if you're a Southern mayo person, you know what I'm talking about with Duke's.
Duke's Navy.
It's a thing. But yeah, so that's all. You just mix that in, you know, a little salt, pepper, maybe a little onion powder or a little onions, depending on
how fancy
you feel like, you know, if anyone else, or if you're going to be alone, because you're eating tuna and onions. So that may
be. But there's something decadent, I think is the word that I want to use, about slicing some onion real thin or some scallions real thin and then like put it in something, because then you feel like, am I Gordon Ramsay?
Yeah, there is something. You know what also helps add to the decadence? A ramekin.
What's that?
Okay. Have you ever been to like a restaurant or something and you ask for extra whatever and they bring you the extra condiment in like a tiny little bowl? Like
like a little thimble cup thing.
Not even thimble, bigger than that. It's cookware. You can cook like a tiny little, I don't know, creme creme brulee on it or something like that. But they're usually like maybe 4 inches in diameter or something like that. And put something, an ingredient that you chop in there. They use them on cooking shows all the time when they pick up those little things and then they just kind of sprinkle. It truly feels like you're on television, especially if you've been talking to yourself while cooking.
So are you saying I should get ramekins? Is that
for sit and cook?
It kind of feels fancy in a way that it's true. It's like you're not doing anything special, but because you've chopped something and put it in another place before you put it into the food, mm-hmm. it feels like it's all part of the cooking movement in some way.
Okay, Rachel Ray, love it.
So yeah, absolutely. I mean, if you can get ramekins, I love them. My sister has worked in restaurants for years, and so she has brought home various ramekins, and when she brought them home to my parents, my dad was just like, ooh, and then just put everything in ramekins. So you know, it's a lot. But I highly recommend it. It feels nice. But so I've been going back in my meal choices. As far as like washing dishes, that means that I gotta wash ramekins now. I'm washing silverware. You know what I mean? I'm washing egg plates, the pots of that and pans that I cooked them in. I drink a lot of tea. I'm washing that out, including the teapot, because I use a teapot. I don't microwave the water. So,
oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't microwave the water. This is what?
Yeah. Microwave water.
People microwave eggs, Shalewa.
I know. That's insane. That's insane. Do you microwave water, Sydney?
I do.
Yeah, I didn't grow up with a microwave, so it's not even, I forget it's there half of the time to heat things up. So I just don't think about it.
Well, I'll reheat leftovers in a microwave, but I'm not heating something cold. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I just forget about it. So I'm just constantly washing dishes. And now I've gotten to a point where after I wash my dishes and I put them in the drainer, if they're arranged, you know, I'll just stack them in there, and then I may take a picture of the dishes as they're in the drainer because I kind of like how they look.
You have to send us a picture.
I will. Yeah. I absolutely will.
Yeah, we gotta see the visuals on this.
Yeah.
It's very muy importante.
Uh huh.
And we need to post it on the page because I'm intrigued.
Yeah, I just, these are the things that and this is me stressed out also from being inside all the time, is now I'm like, I'm going to take pictures of my dishes. And I want to say that I wouldn't have thought of that unless we were in these, you know, COVIDian times. But I'm willing to bet that at some point, even if we were out in the streets, I still would have looked at my dishes in the strainer and said, I should take a picture of those.
COVIDian times. I love this. That's that. And what would you say? Ramifications? What was the other thing she said?
Ramekin.
I'm like, I gotta get me some
ramifications.
Yeah. I think they sell that at Bed Bath & Beyond for, you know, 3 for $30.
$3 for $30. So I hate washing dishes so much that sometimes I don't eat because I'm like, well, if I don't eat, there won't be anything to clean.
That's fair.
So that's kind of where I'm at right now in my life.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like there's a method to stacking stuff in the sink properly. I had a roommate that would put like the little stuff on the bottom and then the big stuff on top, and it was like,
no, like, that makes no sense.
Like dish Jenga. And it was like, sis, this is dangerous.
Wait, mm-hmm. hold on. Let's see what, let's really get down. Do you take everything out of the sink, plug the sink up, and make the soapy water? Do you do that? Or do you have a dish pan on the side, put the dishes in that?
No, I tend to wash as I go. I tend to wash, rinse, put in the thing. Wash, rinse, put in the thing.
You have the water running.
Sometimes, because I'm moving pretty quickly, because I have a fairly good, you know, sense of what I'm doing and when things feel clean, because that's important.
Okay.
Sydney, you fill the sink with water.
Some people do that. And if you have a double sink.
Yes,
I could see where that helps. If you put things in there to loosen up food and then use that, make sure, you know, whatever it is you're cleaning with, it's clean, and then rinse in the second sink and then put that in a strainer. Or to me, I feel like if you have a double sink, you're probably, I mean, you probably have a dishwasher that is broken.
And you do.
You know.
Oh, wait. Okay, T. No, my girlfriend has a double sink. Mm-hmm. And she has a dishwasher, but she doesn't trust the dishwasher. She says the dishwashers don't really clean.
Yeah.
She uses the dishwasher as a dish rack.
Yep.
Yes.
She puts the dishes in there just to dry.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. That is, for sure. I know people who do that. They just keep the dishes in there. We don't actually run it because they were.
That is such an old school black way of doing it too.
I feel like it's black and brown, just like your parents told you no those that doesn't work, you have to do it by hand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so
damn.
And so I think that there's a whole I feel like there's just a large segment of the population who grew up with dishwashers and trust that they were going to do the job. They don't know how to wash dishes and how to. They feel like, well, I don't see anything on it. It must be fine. Mm-mm. And it's like, no, do you feel it? Like, does it feel clean?
Those are the people who come to your house and offer to clean the dishes. And mm-hmm. you're like, no. And they insist. And then they clean your dishes with cold water. And you're like, what is this?
Or they clean it and then they put it away. And now you don't know. You weren't given time to inspect the dish. So
no,
you don't
I know.
Know.
I'll take everything out of
it. Oh, yeah. No, no, no. I will rewash all of it.
Thanks for coming, you mm-hmm. dirty beach.
And then I will grab all of that mm-hmm. and I will flip it over because the mm-hmm. flipping it over is the key. Mm-hmm. And that's, I think, what people are missing is that
the
food touched the top of it, but your dirty ass hands touch the back and the bottom and the sides of it. So you got to wash that part.
Yell it. For the people in your back.
The fork, yeah, there's food on the fork and you rinse it off and you think you're good, but your grummy paws have been on the handle of that damn thing and you just gonna put that back in the drawer? Come on, bro.
Grummy paws on that damn thing.
Merch. Or the top of the plate is dirty and you didn't clean the bottom, but you stack
them.
The
and now you're stacking them.
Top.
What are you doing? Full DNA, full fingerprints, DNA mm-hmm. evidence on the mm-hmm. bottoms of your plate. And now it's on. Yeah.
Are you bitches using gloves? Like, it's a lot of.
I do. I went ahead and I'm like, I got a dishpan hands are real. Like, I'm dried out as fuck anyway, just from having to, you know, wash the virus off my hands every day. Mm-hmm. So
the Covidicus.
Yeah.
Sydney, you know I love a glove. I be getting like bright. I have bright red dish gloves. I have pink bathroom gloves. I love a good glove moment. I think it's it reminds me of Dexter's mom in Dexter's lab.
you gotta have the gloves. They really do. I understand that there's a glove that has like nubby.
Grip thingies
on the fingers to help you actually scrub. And I haven't gotten them yet,
I thought those gloves were to make sure that they don't slip out your hands. Like,
I've seen it where it, it's also like you can scrub, you can clean plates with it because it's, you know, like having a, you know, like one of those silicone type mat things that you could rub things down with. But
I'm gonna put that on the list.
Yeah, that's on the list for me for mm-hmm. sure. But
last night, mm-hmm. when I was, you know, on Insta stories, all late and whatever.
Yep.
There was
fully logged in.
I was logged in
fully.
merch logged in. I said that I had somebody to come and clean my place, and it was a very young man. Mm-hmm. And my thing is that I don't think young people know how to clean at all.
I was watching your story and I was like, I don't even want to respond to this because we're going to talk about it tomorrow. I was like, I felt betrayed by you.
Why?
Like,
I need to go look at Sydney's stories from last night.
You see my Zoom background. It's clean in here. I keep it clean.
Yes, but show us your sink.
I did my dishes this morning.
You know what? I will say, Andrew, but you're a gay man, different.
Okay. I don't know.
But you're white. You're white. So then it's like you're teetering. It's you're right. on the cusp.
So I'm still young.
You're young.
You check a couple boxes though, because for me, I feel like yes, young-ish people don't really know how to clean. Mm-hmm. Men don't really know how to clean. Yep. And white people don't know how to clean. In my mind. So them three things, like I'm already like, if Andrew was like, oh, let me clean that, I'd be like, no, it's fine.
And it's okay.
And historically, it checks out that you guys don't know how to clean because you were so busy having slaves that you didn't have to do it. Okay. So it's not in you genetically to clean. Mm-hmm. I'm not making this up. I mean, in the history book.
I imagine if I can give you any way out of being a young person who knows how to clean, it may be because you had to starting very young. Yes. And not like in the kind of clean, it depended on like whoever was in charge, what their level of clean was. That's what your level of clean is based on, because chances are you had to do all the cleaning in the house anyway. So I'm thinking like if you were a kid and your parents were like, okay, you have to clean, but look at how, like, this is how it's spotless. It needs to maintain this. And that's kind of how you know how to clean, then that's one thing. But if it's just like, hey, get all the stuff out of the living room, and you do, and you just pile it in someone else's bedroom, and now the stuff's just out of the living room, and no one asks you to sweep or get cobwebs down or hit the corners, then your place, those areas will not think of those areas. And that's kind of the person I was until I got a job cleaning houses.
So I got a job cleaning houses.
Like in Set It Off?
Much like that. Well, I mean, wait, did they do banks as... Wait, no.
Yeah, they were cleaning houses.
Okay,
no. And then they were robbing banks.
No, they were doing industrial cleaning as well, right?
Because I did offices. I did some industrial cleaning, so I did actually clean some banks. And I was also doing residential like homes and, which I considered doing when I moved to New York, because I was just like, well, I mean, these are, they say homes, but these are just apartments. Even if they're larger apartments, I'm used to cleaning like homes, like 3-bedroom, 2-bath, plus a den, plus a family room, plus a big ass kitchen and breakfast nook. Like ranch homes, because that's homes in Atlanta are houses. So I'm used to like cleaning houses and loading my stuff in a car and loading it, you know, like that kind of thing. So I helped a woman that I knew. She had her own kind of cleaning thing, and I helped her out a couple of times. Then she suggested me to a guy who had a cleaning business, and he was like, okay, come to my house for training. And I was like, training?
Did you show up at his house by yourself, or did you bring backup?
I went by myself because every person does a house. So I was like, all right, I guess I'll come to your house for training. But I mean, like, nigga, I know what Comet is. Like, that, I think I'm ahead of the game. And
Andrew, do you know about Comet?
I have no idea what Comet is.
Okay, yeah.
Do you know what Ajax is?
Ajax, that's a cleaning. I don't know exactly what it is. It's in the cleaning aisle. I know that.
Okay, well, it's in the aisle.
Okay.
All right, you've been in the aisle. That's good. You've been in the aisle.
I'm shaking my head.
He cut through the aisle.
Yeah.
I knew about Comet when I was like 4.
Oh, absolutely. 5 years old. Yeah, for sure. So
the smell and everything.
So that's kind of, you know, what I swear by. But I went to the dude's house and he showed me how he goes in to clean the houses. And it was literally top to bottom. He was like, start at the top. Go all the way to the bottom. Do the wet places first, because those are going to take more of your energy. So do bathroom, kitchen first, because that's more scrubbing than when you're doing bedrooms and stuff. And I'm like, okay. Oh, you actually dropping jewels. Gotcha. And you know, wiping down things. And this is what's important now in this, you know, in these COVIDian times. I saw like so many articles that in the beginning it was just like how to clean your house. And I'm like, girl. Oh, okay, what we got? What we got? There's a, you know, death is in the air. How do I clean? How do I clean for that? And it's literally stuff like wipe down doorknobs, wipe down light switch things. And I'm like, but who's not doing that? And I'm like, oh, people who didn't clean houses for a couple of years are not doing that. They don't know to wipe anything you touch, just wipe. And yeah, or to
isn't
start.
That, isn't it wild?
Yeah.
Isn't it crazy that like there are grown-ups that exist in this year, 2021 of our Lord, who don't know how to do basic cleaning?
But I feel I feel like maybe that is. Maybe that is beyond the pale, but I just feel like it should, like it, your cabinet pulls, wipe those down. And I mean, if you're doing it right with the right kind of cleaner, you will literally wipe dirt away. Just any flat surface that dirt can land on, wipe it down. You know, just like on doorways that have like those little, you know, cutouts or whatever. Just wipe all of that down. I mean it also seems, like, it seems so simple, but I'm reading this in the New York Times, and I'm like, well, okay, well, I guess if y'all subscribe to the New York Times, y'all don't really know how to clean your house. Exactly. I guess. I mean, like, let me think about this. Yeah, that actually checks out a little bit.
Andrew, how do you clean the apartment?
I wanted to ask about when at the beginning in like March and April, were you cleaning the groceries from the grocery store?
I was.
Because I know like that was okay.
I was wiping down, you know, boxes and things, but I mean,
and bottles and
bottles
like
and stuff like that. But I also saw where people were like, you mean wash the vegetables?
Yeah.
And I'm like, I can't with y'all. What are you talking about?
There's some people who don't wash the salads, even though it says it's pre-washed. And I was like, that's where we're really having the
that's
issue.
Where we're losing y'all.
Sydney, I am shocked that you are rinsing pre-rinsed things.
I'm actually
surprised that to hear you say that.
I'm washing everything, bitch. I see the people who they stroll up in the grocery store. They don't even buy anything. They just picking, just holding mangoes, putting them back, walking out. I'm washing everything.
Just cradling mangoes and then just putting them back. In
just
the,
breathing on the mangoes and then putting them back.
Do you have a salad spinner? Have you heard of those? It's a little thing where you put the lettuce in and then it wicks away the moisture from
a thing.
Yeah, yeah. You can spin it or pull a thing and it wicks
away. I don't have anywhere in my house to store stuff like that, but I used to love my mother's salad spinner.
Oh, man. Yeah. I don't have one now, so I'm just like patting dry.
I shake the lettuce.
Yeah. My sister inherited the family salad spinner when my parents passed away. I was like, all right, you can keep that.
And, damn, she must be the favorite.
Yeah, well, I got the juicer, the old juicer. And by old, I mean it is maybe a year younger than I am. So it's a 47-year-old juicer.
That's an heirloom.
It is. That's why I was like, yo, I get the juicer.
You got to bring it on a cruise ship and throw it into the ocean.
I don't even
like the
think,
lady
I
in the Titanic.
I don't think it'll pass the weight requirements. That bitch is made out of pure steel. It is so heavy.
Andrew.
It's not these cute juicers of today. This was like, you know, this was like a serious 1970s black power juicer. So it was like juicing trees and shit. I don't know. I don't know what my dad was going through, but he got this juicer.
That juicer marched from Selma to
Absolutely. This juicer had a fist up at all times. So
okay, so now Shalewa, as somebody who knows how to clean and what, you know, what things are supposed to look like when they're clean. What do you do when you're in somebody's house and the house is like dirty? You know what I mean? Like dusty and or like just dirty.
Well, first you keep your coat on.
I keep my shoes
on.
You keep your coat on. You keep your things on. I don't sit much.
those are houses that you lean in.
I kind of lean on. I have a very good friend who is a mess. And I've been
hoarder
a little bit. I mean, no, this person is just a mess. I mean,
this is levels.
I know. I've got full hoarders, like people who are very close to me who are full on hoarders. Yeah.
Hoarder. There's hoarders. Mm-hmm. There's filthy.
Yeah,
Messy.
There's junkie. Oh, yeah. Junkie.
No, no. This was like cross between mess and I don't know the filth levels because I wouldn't go into places where I knew it would be glaring in my face. Do you know what I mean? Like, I never used his bathroom. I never used it. Or I was
I feel like when you use any man's bathroom, yep. you it's questionable.
It is. Yeah, but I mean, it's like he had a roommate who was female who mm-hmm. didn't seem. But I mean, that doesn't mean that females aren't a fucking mess. So the just
bitches
together,
bitches be dirty too.
Yeah, bitches you know,
do be dirty.
but yeah. So I was just like, yeah, I'm not gonna. I don't necessarily like what I'm seeing out here, and I could see where this mess could translate into filth in corners. So I just kind to keep a jacket on. I don't really sit. If I do, I perch, you know.
Right. On the arm of something.
Yeah, I don't really get comfy. And then I just say it's because I'm awkward.
but wait, I do want to talk about, like, because people have hit me up. They were hitting me up last night. They were like, thank you for talking about how, like, hard it is to, like, clean sometimes. Because I do, because if you don't clean as you go, it will pile up.
Yep.
You will get overwhelmed.
Yep.
You will have anxiety. And then you'll be like, I'll do it tomorrow. And then you're 2 weeks in, have not washed a dish.
The sink smells after a while.
Yeah. The garbage
Andrew,
has not been
Andrew,
taken
when the, Andrew, when the sink smells, that's where the Comet comes in, boo-boo.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a powder. It's a hard scrub. It's a hard scrub.
You gotta scrub it down.
Yeah.
Solve the mystery.
Yeah,
this is problematic.
And then, if possible, just squeeze some lemon juice down that drain, man. Just help that. Let that cut through some grease. All right, so I hear you on that because I am a mess. Like, in my room, I'm a mess. I've got things that are piled in ways where I'm like, all right, don't touch that. I know everything that's in that, but I understand how that looks wild. What I say to that is, if possible, when you get that urge to clean, whenever it hits you, do it then. If that means in the middle of the night, you know, you get the urge, because I would do that a lot too. Also, getting a pet made me clean more because I was allergic. I'm allergic slightly to animals. So I was like, oh, I got to gather up all this. Yeah. And I've had a dog and I now have a cat. And the cat one is definitely, that's something I'm fighting with now, is just being in the house with this cat who's, you know, loves me, but also whose hair can kill me.
Wait, so you're allergic to animals, but you have two?
I had a dog before. And then now I have a cat. So, yeah, I do. I've had two animals. But what are you going to do? I don't, you know. Yeah. My apartment is a garden apartment, which means it's partially underground, which means mice are like, hey, what y'all got to eat?
Oh.
So you get a cat.
You got some Stuart Littles in there.
Yeah. Well, not since this cat.
Yeah.
It's been like 2 years.
Yeah, the Ratatouille is not over there.
No. They ain't even... Nope. They're like, oh, what's that cat? Okay, we'll move along. Wait, we know how this works.
So I remember my grandmother had like crazy like rodent infestation. Mm-hmm. We brought a cat over there and the rats tried to jump the cat. Like,
okay, well, rats is different.
Yeah.
Mice will like, okay, I'll move to another place. But rats are like, oh no, bitch, I've built a home. We have a community.
Rats are like, I got here first.
Exactly. I helped build this. See? Yep. Uh-huh. I know. She's fine.
When I say stuff, I feel like it's like, oh, Marie's being mean, but I know what I'm talking about when I'm talking in here. She's like, I'm wearing underwear, and she just got up, and we just saw her whole booty hole.
But I mean, anyway, you know, it's nice, everybody. And if you haven't seen one, if you haven't seen hers, I'm sorry.
I'm just saying, like, I sit on that couch when I go over there, and she didn't even have a towel down. She's not even sitting on one of the cats. She's...
one of the cats sitting on one of the cats. Oh my goodness.
Have you ever been on a date?
No.
With a man.
What?
No.
Have you ever been on a date with a man?
Okay.
And you get to his house,
mm-hmm.
and the house is nasty. What are we doing while we're looking at the exits? Are we saying something if
have
we see
I,
something?
Well, I mean, I feel like if I'm at the point where I'm already at the dude's house, I've probably let a lot of things slide. So I've probably already been like, all right, you know, let's just. But I haven't been to a place that was just like, oh, my sweet Lord. Like, no,
the damn, you live like,
yeah,
this,
yeah, yeah, exactly. I haven't had just like a moment of fear, just like, holy crap. I've been lucky in that regard, but I mean, I have been to enough like houses where I'm like, all right, it's, I can hold it and go home, you know what I mean, like I won't be here long, like that kind of thing. It definitely determines how the rest of the time there will go. But yeah, I've had,
you're like I'm not getting naked here, this is disgusting.
Yeah, but I also, I mean, I've had that happen enough that I've gone into a dude's house and gone into like their bathroom and been pleasantly surprised, just okay, you have cleaner out where you can reach it in order to clean, and everything smells clean, and we weren't really sure where this night was going, so this is something that you maintain. This doesn't feel like a freshly wiped down bathroom.
This was a random, like, you just were coming in and this is just what he does.
Yeah I was just like, okay, so this is literally how you live. But he also may have been raised by someone who's like, yeah, no, we clean in all of this. So yeah,
it's Saturday, we're cleaning.
Yeah, Saturday, we're cleaning. Exactly.
You know, when I was unfortunately heterosexual, I remember a night I got so blacked out. Like, just, I was fucked up. I got this guy. He was on a skateboard. Like, that's how I knew that I was not present.
You were not right? Well. Right.
I was not well. And went back to his place. Well, first of all, he was going to try to take me back to his place on his skateboard. Like, I was going to be on the side of him.
Oh, how romantic. Exactly.
And I said, no, we're getting
it. How does that work? No, how does that work?
What do you mean?
On the side? Wait,
she was gonna ride him while he rode the board.
No, I was going to be walking, and he was just going to be like scooting a little bit on the side of me.
And that doesn't do anything either party.
It doesn't get me wet, and that's why I got the cab. So we get in the cab, we get in his place, pitch black. His apartment is pitch black, but it's on the Lower East Side. It's like, it's where, it's those tall buildings that you're like, either these could be the projects, or it could be like a community buildings. The projects are community buildings. It was, I didn't know that what it was until in the morning. The ceiling, partial ceiling missing. Bathroom.
Oh, sunroof.
Roach was already looking in the mirror like, hey, how you doing? Like,
Roach was fixing their bangs. Gross. Yeah,
I had already fucked this man. So it was like, well, what do we do? Do I grab all my things and run out? Or roll up in the thin sheets that he the sheets were transparent.
Threadbare, sis.
I was so hungover that I couldn't leave. And he ordered a pizza, which we had to eat we had to hurriedly eat before the roaches came.
Absolutely. Did they pitch in? I mean,
the roaches was like, oh man, pepperoni. The pizza came and Sydney was like, oh, we got olives on this? And then the roaches got up and walked off the pizza.
Oh my God. It was, and then that guy became my boyfriend. And I like had to help him get his apartment together.
So which part of the ceiling was missing, babe?
I'm going to say I'm laying in the bed. The bed was near a corner. I would say maybe 6 inches away from the corner of the wall.
So in the bedroom, the ceiling was missing.
Yes. Yeah. Uh-huh.
And were there upstairs neighbors?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes. What was up there?
Was this next to the window?
No.
No.
But like, okay. I couldn't see into the other person's apartment, but the one whole layer was missing.
Okay. So you could see like maybe their subfloor.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, that is terrifying. That is terrifying. And I mean, this is how it's proof that I've never really gotten drunk enough to be, mm-hmm. or really drunk, but drunk enough to like have a hangover so bad that I couldn't leave, because I for sure would have left.
I
was so drunk that I stayed and he became my boyfriend.
Yeah, no, that's, I mean, there's a lot that's wrong with the, like the moral of that story is truly horrifying.
He took me to cafeteria as a date. That is a full, we go there after the let out of the club. He took me there at 8 p.m. on a Tuesday as a date. It was, yeah, I was really going through it.
Yeah, yeah. And you even said I had to help him get his apartment together. You did not have to. There's no way you had to.
No.
Unless you signed some sort of contract with them roaches, you didn't have to do nothing.
Yeah, and I have a couple follow-up questions. one, how did he approach you in the first place? Do you remember what the game was, what the pickup line was?
Was he just a skater?
No, I was just, he was tall, he had muscles. I mean, you met him, Marie. We went to his gym.
Yes, but Sydney, how did he approach you?
I don't think he approached me. I think he was, my friend who was a bartender introduced me to him, and I just was like flirting and dancing and being who I am. And he was like, oh yeah, this girl seems cool. And it was mainly me.
Well, he was good looking, so there's that.
Of course he was good looking. He had roaches in the bathroom.
Girl. Listen, I feel like we've all been there.
Yeah.
We've all been there.
Yeah,
we've all went to a man's house that was hot that we liked, and then we went into his bathroom, and we were like, like stifling a scream.
Yeah.
But like, why am I trying to make your hot, dirty ass feel good? It's bugs in here. and a ring around the toilet. Like, I'm going home.
Oh, my God. Yeah,
Andrew?
Yeah.
Andrew, any stories?
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, not as nearly as bad as what you're talking about, Sydney.
Wow, okay. Thank you.
No, don't worry, Sydney. You are still by far the worst story. But here's a little thing.
I am not here to compete. You are the victor.
Yes.
The person that I'm seeing right now, it is bothering me that their trash, like, so they bought a trash can at like a Home Depot, and the label saying that it's a trash can is still on it, and all the trash cans. And so, like, I'm just like, okay.
My trash can still has the label on it.
We can take that off. And then he's like, well, how am I going to know what it is? And so I'm just like, okay, we need to actually start going around places. And is that rude to suggest like, hey, can you give me like 20, 30 minutes in here? I just want to spruce some things up.
Wait,
is that
he
mean?
He said, how am I supposed to know what it is?
I think he's just fucking with me, but I'm just like, okay, why is the label still on there? We can take it off.
Damn, Andrew, honestly, I'm looking at I gotta take it off mine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It says 40 liters, simply simple human.
Is it?
Okay, wow.
Just so that you know exactly what kind of bags you need to get, Marie, is that why you still have the
label? No, I literally never noticed that the label is, like, he said it.
That could be it. Yeah, that could be it.
Take it off. Yeah.
I mean, if you really like them, you could say, hey, look, I'm going to be in here just kind of sprucing up. I personally would just do the sprucing.
Yeah.
Because because if it bothers you but doesn't bother the other person, having a conversation with them about it will do nothing, because they're like, well, this doesn't bother me. You seem to be worked up. So if it's literally just like a matter of steaming that shit off of the top of the can, although why they're on all the cans, I don't know. Maybe he he's got a whole like return kind of scheme.
Maybe it's a play. Yeah.
Maybe he's keeping receipts. I'm not saying go in the drawers. I'm just saying, take one off. And see if he even notices. See if this person even notices.
And then every time you go back, they may not even notice.
Yeah.
Every time you go back,
peel something off. And see if, if they even notice.
Yes,
Fuck you.
Oh, okay.
Fuck you. You're talking about a fucking trash can label. I'm talking about roaches tap dancing on the mirrors.
And then falling through the hole.
Asking me what eyeshadow am I wearing.
I feel like I was pretty clear up top that I was not looking to compete.
He did say you.
I was weighing
in. You were the victor. He did say that.
Yeah. It's like you didn't even need to mention it. That's what I'm saying.
Okay, fine. All right. I'm sorry for even coming to this podcast today.
But Andrew, are you? You learned what Comet and Ajax is for.
I know. This is like it was a cleaning TED talk for me.
Yeah. So. Just get in there and get to scrubbing. You'll be surprised how much grayish brown water you'll rinse out of there and how good it feels.
I feel like this was very informative, but a little bit of me is like a little enraged because it's like, black people talk about cleaning. And then historically it's like, yeah, we clean. And then, you know, then it brings me back to the movie, The Help.
I never even saw The Help.
Oh. I didn't watch. Me neither.
I was just like, "Oh, I've cleaned houses. I get it."
I saw The Help at my mother's house.
That seems to be. If I were to see it, that's probably what would happen. I'd walk in, and she'd be halfway through it, and I'm like, "Why are we doing this?" But yeah, luckily I avoided that trap.
Also, apparently, Viola Davis regrets doing that movie.
Yeah, I'm saying.
I mean, but think about our careers in that way, like. We're breaking into the industry and we're trying to work and we're trying to book things. And then imagine all the things that we haven't booked yet that we, because like you're excited when you book something.
Right.
And then later in your career, you're like, damn, I played a maid.
Right.
For Emma Stone.
Right. Exactly.
Scrubbing toilets on set. Like I didn't go to Yale School of Drama or Juilliard or whatever. So
yeah,
I mean, I'm excited about all the jobs I'm gonna regret. So I can't.
that's very admirable of you. I too am excited about all the tweets and posts of yours that will absolutely keep me from getting a job. I'm excited.
Yeah. I scrubbed my Twitter when Kevin Hart went through his
every
thing.
Time something, that's another thing about cleaning. Go through and get rid of the tweets that
clean the tweets,
mean nothing. Yeah. Just whenever something pops off, I immediately go into the search bar. I put my name in and then I put in the keywords of whatever it is that people are worked up about to see what I have said about it. I've been very lucky.
Shalewa, how do you do that?
In the search where you're searching anything, just the search bar, just put your name at whatever, at just Sydney, you know what I mean? Uh-huh. At Silky Jumbo. And then
you just go through the list.
And then you put in whatever word it is that everyone's upset with. Like,
girl, I didn't even do that. I just deleted everything from before 2 years ago. And
there are apps that will help you do that or whatever. But I mean, I got some tweets that I'm very proud of that I probably tweeted like 3 or 4 years ago. I recently when that Bean Dad thing happened, I went in and I looked up. I'm like, I know myself and I know I'm not going to find anything. But just for fun, let's look up Silky Jumbo and what she has said about anti-Semitism. Nothing? Fantastic. Let's just throw in Jews instead of she said anything. Nothing?
Well,
nothing?
What was the Bean Dad thing?
Oh, that was the dude who wrote this, in his view, comical, sarcastic thing about his daughter being hungry and him saying, well, all there is a can of beans, so go ahead, that's what you can eat for now. And it was a can that didn't have a pop top, so she had to use a can opener, and he wouldn't show her how to, she's like, how old was she, like 9 or something, he wouldn't open the can or show her how to use it. He just wanted her to figure it out herself, and how it took a long time. It took like 6 hours for her to figure out finally how to open it. And
6 hours.
And so he wrote it in like this very dramatic kind of way that triggered a lot of people who've had abusive childhoods, who are like, why would you do that?
Awful.
And he, you know, then doubled down and was just like, well, I see the people who are mad at this are people who don't follow me anyway. And I'm like, well, yeah, because you're saying this in public, bro. You're saying this on the internet. Like, why would you think only people who follow you would see some crazy shit like this? And then it turns out he has a podcast with with someone, and he was a lead singer of an indie band and was kind of, you know, had his own fairly big following, but then he went beyond that following. And he got freaked out. He deleted his account, and then he had an apology where he was like, well, it was, it happened. But what I didn't really explain was like, you know, we had snacks. We were working on it. We're having a good time. My wife was in the room. At no point was the child in danger of not having any food. We were eating pistachios while this was all happening. It was a good time. And I didn't take into effect how it may look to other people. So some people, you know, I was just kind of being sarcastic. My bad. Also, for everyone who went back into my old tweets and saw all these things that I said that seemed anti-Semitic, I am an ally, but the way that I do it is by making jokes and being sarcastic. So I guess maybe if you didn't know me and didn't pick up on that, it would look like I'm anti-Semitic. Oof. And I'm not. My bad.
So he deleted his Twitter.
So he deleted the whole thing.
Deactivated his whole page.
Yeah. So, you know, when that happened, I was just like, all right, well, let me see if I've said just the term anti-Semitic. And I have not. You know, I'm just like, oh, okay. But yeah, so just go back and just clean that shit out, especially now that people are truly looking at it. Clean all aspects. Just let it go. You know what I mean? Take a deep breath. Your words are not that precious. If you really need it, take a screenshot or some shit. I think, you know, write it down. Literally write it down in a journal. Write down the tweets you love that you've done in a journal.
In a journal? Oh,
yeah.
Oh, that sounds like a lot of work.
Hey, look, man, I don't know what's next for us. We've got literal death in the air.
Yes.
We got white folks running up on white folks in the big house of white folks. Mm-hmm. We got, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know what's next. If they're going to take away all the infrastructure and internet shit, I would be very upset, but I would not be surprised. And I got mad notebooks that I'm ready to write shit down in.
Okay.
So, yeah, we may have to do it old school, and I can literally use the paper to burn in a barrel in case I get cold.
I'm going to put my tweets in a journal. That's what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Because maybe not everybody. Okay, maybe Sydney. They're not for everybody.
All right, Sydney. Yeah.
Let's start with putting on some pants first, maybe.
In my own fucking house? I don't have to do shit.
Sydney, people sit on that couch that you're sitting on a bare ass, but that's not even what I wanted to end on. I want to say that I did jump on your Insta stories, and I see that 13 hours ago, my girl was talking about everything and anything, and it's a lot of dashes in the story.
Here's what I wanted to ask both of you. I gotta ask both of you because I've been watching both of you, your Insta stories. It's been very entertaining. But my question is, what's going on with these fucking lights, y'all?
Oh, the sex lights.
What are y'all doing? Are people actually?
What do you mean, what are y'all doing?
What's going on with the lights? Do you like? I mean, Sydney, you have a lot of lights going on, and I'm not adverse to colored lights. But you know, in my day, it was just one light bulb, and you had to switch it out. And I went between red and green, and that was as close to club lighting as I got. Okay. Now y'all have whole solar systems on your ceiling. Isn't that distracting? When attempting, if you are actually having sex underneath these lights, is that not distracting?
It's beautiful.
It's the best part sometimes of the sex.
Is it just so you feel like you're in euphoria or something?
Hold on. Let me tell you what happened. I went to Joshua Tree with my lover, and we were able to see the stars there because, you know, there's no pollution and whatever buildings.
Right.
And I was like, it was a fun trip, but it was messy. We'll never be back. We'll never go back to it.
You can never get Joshua Tree again.
We're never going back there. But my girlfriend sent me one of those, like, so you could see the stars on. So it was just very sweet. It was more so I turned it into, oh, this is a sex light. But it was actually a nice gift to be like,
remember,
we won't be back to Joshua Tree, but here's the stars.
Right. Well, I'm just like, it's so many lights. It's
my bill. My Con Ed was $150.
Okay. All right.
Well, that's because Sydney never turns her lights off. And if you look over her shoulder on the other side of the room, the light is still, the lights are always on in Sydney's house, even when you can't really, you know, see them.
I mean, I get that. Sure, sure. I was just wondering what was, Marie, what's your story? You just like the looks of them?
Well, I dated a dude who very much like Sydney, loved ambient lighting, and whenever I went to his house, I mean, he must not pay the electricity because the lights also always on, behind the TV, on the ceiling, behind the couch. It's like a million and 12 colors. It kind of makes you feel good. It's like your apartment is sexy, and you know, I be high sometimes, and it's just like a way to like mellow out in your house. Because I mean, I don't know if you watch a lot of TV or not. I don't. So sometimes it's just like, you know, you wouldn't like your little cocoon of light. And I turn mine off. I don't leave them on all day, all night. And I don't sleep with the light on. But it's nice.
Okay. I was honestly curious as to what the appeal was for you with the lights.
And I will say that it wasn't like Marie wanted the lights. Like I kind of like gifted her a few to force her into the lighting.
But I love the ones that Sydney's given me. I have them like around my bed. I have them like on the shelf in my kitchen.
Yeah, and you're both doing excellent things with the lighting anyway. Marie uses it as a backdrop while still having the ring going so that you can still
see
my face.
That.
I've noticed that.
Right.
And Sydney is much more immersive with it. So you are in the blue with her, and so it's two different takes, and I appreciate them both. And I was just truly curious as to what was going on with it.
No. Shalala.
I'm not trying. There's no judgment. There's no notes. None of that. I just truly, you know, I'm an old lady, and I'm just trying to understand
what the kids are doing.
No, sometimes I get into the Zoom, and like Sydney's blue and Marie's pink, and I'm like, this is a gender reveal party.
Right?
Fully.
Yeah. Yeah. I know. Color is extremely important to me. So it's, you know, interesting to see all of that work itself out in light for other people. So that's all. I prefer an incandescent, you know, I like an Edison bulb. So I like a, okay. I do that because I'm usually coloring. So I need to be able to see
little
crayons. Yeah. No. I mean, like I just kind of draw shit and then color it in. Draw black spate things and then color them in. But I just need to see the true color of it. And
Okay, well, that's cute. Yeah.
So I'm more of an amber lighting type of thing.
I mean,
but
really,
I get it.
Really and truly for me, what it is I hate overhead light. I hate the way that the fluorescent lights look in this apartment. And
right.
A nightmare.
It's yeah.
It makes you feel old, look old. It's just wrong.
It's ugly. Mm-hmm. So why not put a pink or a purple or blue changing bulb on instead? And if you
that's
could put
great.
Some... If you could put Joshua Tree on the ceiling, then I say do it. So
right.
Anytime someone gifts me with some lights, I take them, I light them, I sleep in them, and then I move on.
Oh, well, that's good. Because, you know, in my day, we had sticker sets, so we had to stick stars on the ceiling. So it's nice that they're doing it by light because it was way more labor intensive in the 90s.
Yeah, my ceiling... My ceilings are too high for the Lisa Frank stickers, but...
Yeah, you know,
Shalewa, it's so funny for you to say, like, what, I guess, era you're from.
Mm-hmm.
Because on this pod, they usually make fun of me because I'm the eldest. And they're like, you were part of the Reagan administration. None of those jokes were here today. So I really appreciate how they ages towards you.
You're all, I mean, I've spent half of these COVIDian times wondering if menopause was going to kick in for me. So, you know, that's how we doing it over here. In Silky's lair. We're wondering if this is the true change of life.
Well, I thought that I was like, is menopause that bad? Like, that's how awful my periods have been since we've been in the house. And I was like, is it bad? Can I still get pregnant in menopause? Like, just dumb questions.
Okay, well, as long as you know that was a dumb question.
Yeah. No one really knows. No one studied it.
No
one took the time to study it. No one knows.
Mm-hmm. It's all bad. Just, you know, shout out to magnesium for really helping me get through these periods these last couple of months. Mm-hmm. It makes it easier. So, Shalewa, if you want to get... You want to add that to the diet, magnesium.
I may do that. I mean, I'm just throwing a party for each one because I'm like, this may be the last one. And not like in a throw a party like, oh, thank God I got it, which was previously because I'm reckless. But, but you know, now it's just like, you may be it. You may be last chance, last eggs. I don't know.
Damn. No, Janet Jackson had a baby when she was 50. So you got at least like a couple years. Oh, you doing that with your face? You don't believe Janet Jackson?
Yeah, I mean, I know she had it. I mean, did she carry it or did?
That's what the streets are saying.
Okay,
but you know, people are saying that she might not have. So
did she freeze them? I mean, look, I'm not gonna. Maybe she already had that one from way back in the day. That Rebe was. So it's not like she hadn't had a kid. Please, Janet, people, don't come after me for that. Please don't.
Just say allegedly.
Allegedly.
Janet Jackson has like a 20-year-old.
Oh, okay, so she did. She did.
Pregnant. Well, that could be the Beyonce fake stuff.
The Beyonce belly? Please. Now, the Beehive people will for sure have me on the street fucking up my credit if I really talk about it. But
look, Shalewa, I'm so glad you were able to come on this podcast and talk about cleanliness and cleaning homes and dirty men and Sydney's ceiling missing skateboard lover.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Is there anything you want to leave the listeners with before we go about anything that we talked about or something that you feel like you left out of the dialogue?
No, make sure you are actually washing your feet in the shower and don't just say, you know, the water ran down there and that's good enough. Even now.
Are they washing their backs too? That's a good
question. Get the back. Please get the small of your back. Also, check there for any hair that you may not want to be there. I have two.
Two lower back hairs?
Yeah, just two. I have one also just right here.
You gotta tweeze that, sis. You could pull that right
yeah,
out.
Yeah, oh no. I mean the back ones I just gotta whoop and get rid of them. But you know, yeah, they're like toe hairs. You just
toe hairs. I don't have any toe hairs. Oh wait, okay. No, there's some on the big toe.
Yeah, no, they spread a little. But yeah, anywho.
It's fine. Somebody's still going to suck them.
Absolutely.
They're very beautiful toes, so yes, they will.
I am going to go peel.
I love your toes.
Sydney, I'm just trying to rush right by that.
I know. I was just saying your toes are nice.
Okay, I'm going to go take the sticker off my trash can.
Do that.
Guys, thank you so much for listening.
Wait. Shalewa, tell everybody where they could follow you because you're truly a gem on Twitter and Instagram.
Thank you.
You have a snack tasting Instagram live that you do. You have podcasts.
Yeah, when is the snack tasting? When is the snack tasting?
So I am on pretty much all of the social medias. You can find me at Silky Jumbo, all one word, traditional spelling. So I so on my Instagram on like Sunday nights, usually like 9 or 10, whenever we feel like it, my roommate Kevin and I will like taste snacks because snacks have gone overboard with their flavors. And so, you know, if you just, I've saved all the old ones there, IGTV, you'll find them there. I also have, I do this weekly podcast with Gastor El Monte.
Yes.
And it's called The War Report, and it's topical, which is so stupid of us, but in this day and age. But so that's wherever, you know, you find podcasts. It's just me and the Dominican God just talking about the news.
We love Gastor. He was our landlord expert on this podcast.
I bet.
Such a good episode.
Oh,
we got to bring him back.
Yeah.
He's a good old time.
Yeah. So that's, you know, and then I'm just cracking wise on all the other things. So
At Silky Jumbo on all platforms. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Shalewa, I love you. I'm so glad this was able to work out. Sorry it was late. And keep shining. Keep shining.
Thank you. And hello to your cats.
You see them in the background.
I see you. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mine is sleeping. It's an agreement. Once I pull out the ring light, she's like, oh, this bitch about to talk. She goes to sleep. And then I swear, as soon as I turn that ring light off, she's going to be on top of my head. So
I haven't fed him yet. That's why he's in my face.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's like, okay, so you just got up, so I can't eat.
Yeah.
He said, I heard y'all talking about sandwiches folded in half.
Right.
Anyway, thanks, right, guys. Bye.
Bye.
Forever Dog.
This has been a Forever Dog production. The Unofficial Expert is executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. Senior producer, Tracy Soren. Produced by Andrew McGuire. Cover art by Sandy Honig. To listen to this podcast ad-free, sign up for Forever Dog Plus at foreverdogpodcasts.com/plus. Check out video clips of our podcasts on YouTube at youtube.com/foreverdogteam. And make sure to follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook @foreverdogteam to keep up with all the latest Forever Dog news.